Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Gonzalo. You're listening to Is It Crayon or Crayon on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to the last show of the semester. It is just me at the moment. My co-host AC is gone this week. Very sad. But we'll have a couple guests on the show over the next couple hours for you guys. So do enjoy. That last song was Roly Poly by Mount Joy. I love that one. That was a fun, it's so bouncy. I love listening to it. I'm going to toss on another song real quick, and I'm going to go pick up a good friend of mine who's coming on the show today. So I hope you all enjoy. This is Feel This Way by a band called Post Sex Nachos. I hope you enjoy.
I used to go to parties. I feel
Alrighty, folks. That song was Feel This Way by Post X Nachos. Fun fact about that band, they formed at University of Missouri.
Hey now.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back.
I'm Tess. I'm back. I'm really happy to be here.
Tess was on the show about a month ago,
I think so.
About a month ago.
What's a month, really?
What's a month, really? Time's just a construct.
True.
I'm glad to have you back. Tell me about your Spotify Wrapped. How is she?
Spotify Wrapped this year was exciting. It did not feature Drake like it did last year.
Ooh,
so
okay.
That was, I would call that an accomplishment personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Taylor Swift, year number four.
Year number four?
Maybe
at
five.
Number one?
At number one.
Okay, yeah. What percentage?
I'm only in like the top one. I think I'm in like the top 5% or like 1%, nothing
crazy.
That's got to be
the most competitive.
Like, totally.
Oh my God.
Totally. Which sucks. It really sucks. I'm not rewarded for my patronage, but like, and then no surprises. Claro, Father John Misty.
Naturally.
The usual suspects.
I am so excited for that concert.
I'm freaking out.
I think it's going to be so fun.
I am freaking
out. It's
going to
be so, so fun.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll play some Father John Misty later.
Wait, let's. Yeah.
I at the current moment only know Real Love Baby, and so I'll ask you first.
Okay, that's it. Wow, you're
that's
barking
it.
Up the right tree.
I love Rex.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. I'm gonna play a song that was shown to me by a mutual friend, Ella Rosen.
Oh, love Ella Rosen.
This song is called A Thousand Times by Big Blood.
Nice.
I hope you all enjoy. Cheers.
What's wrong? trees, rubbing up against the mountain. You're over there with everything I held dear. Maybe I don't need another direction. Was calling you answered for me. Your voice is sweet.
You. darling, I love you as you are when you're alone. I'd never try to change you as if I could, and if I were to, what's the part that I'd miss most? When you're smiling and astride me, I can hardly believe I found you, and I'm terrified by that.
Showed up. Laughing with me.
Hello, hello. Thank you all for coming along for that kind of longer, that longer little chunk.
Mm-hmm.
Those songs were Big 1,000 Times by Big Blood, Pushing East by Cornelia Murr. Where'd you find that one?
That is a, that's a new one. I've been following Cornelia Murr a little bit. She's mm-hmm. really groovy, and I just actually joined the wait list to try to get tickets for her show Ooh. In New York in February, so I hope it pans.
Ugh, knock on wood.
Yeah, totally.
Speaking of fun concerts,
mm-hmm.
When you're smiling in a strike me, mm. Father John Misty.
True, true, true.
Oons.
Trying to get Gonzo good and studied for this show.
I have much learning to do.
It's true. And your socks are going to be knocked off, so I just want you to be ready for that.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Like we said, barricade.
Totally.
Barricade. 100%.
White-knuckled barricade.
White-knuckled barricade. Yeah. And then that last one was What Are the Flowers? Pray for a Garden by Valley.
Mm.
It's got really cute cover art, and that was the last song on my Discover Weekly this week.
Nice.
Fun fact.
You're a big sucker for cover art, it seems.
Oh, my God. It's so pretty. Sometimes they have, like, really pretty ones, and,
yeah.
I'm like, wow. Like,
that's a good metric, I think.
I think it's a good metric, and also makes me happy when, like, I'm like, wow, this song has really pretty cover art. I hope it's good, and it is good. And
yeah,
I'm like, yes.
Totally.
I'm like, yeah.
I totally
let's
agree.
Go.
Yeah.
I do love cover art.
Mm-hmm.
I think people have. I think artists have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
We have one song in the queue right now, mm-hmm. "Pour in Love" by Destroyer.
True.
Opening for Father John Misty.
This is true.
And can I ask what your number one song of the year was?
My number one song of the year was kind of a bummer. It was
Interesting.
It was Suzanne by Leonard Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
And that song I discovered this year, surprisingly, even though it's kind of a classic.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt's name is Suzanne, and she, when I went to visit her last year, she lives in Vermont, she started singing this song. And then I listened to it 32 times, which maybe isn't a ton for like your most listened to song,
yeah.
but for this song, it's a little bit like, what's up with that? Why are you listening to that 32 times? But I find that almost all of the songs that make it into my top five are really such bummers.
Really?
I don't know what it is. Maybe I just like, I'm not gonna absolutely crank a really happy song in the way that I'll crank a really sad song that I connect
yeah,
with.
Absolutely.
What about you? What was your number one song?
Oh, wait, mine was Shot Put by Still Woozy.
Oh my God!
I love that song. I can't play it because it is explicit.
Okay.
But my number two song I love also, I'll probably play it later,
mm-hmm.
Cowboy Belt by Levi Roth.
I don't know that
This
song.
Is actually year two of Levi Roth having number two spot on my songs.
Mm-hmm.
He did remove from Spotify the number two song from last year, Pilot.
He removed it?
He removed it from Spotify.
That's crazy.
That song wow, the lyrics are sad.
Yeah, man.
But it's crazy, and I love it, and I miss that song a lot. And Levi Roth, if you're listening to Freeform Tufts College Radio, please put that song back
Bring
on Spotify.
Bring it back. Bring it back, Levi.
But maybe we'll play Suzanne later in the show.
When we're ready to wind down a little bit, definitely.
Right? Sweet. This is Poor in Love by Destroyer.
I was poor in love, I was poor in wealth, I was okay in everything else there was, oh, I was poor in love. I was poor in love. I was poor in love, I was poor in wealth, I was okay in everything else there was, so I was poor in love. I was poor in love. She took me aside and said, I don't do this every day, you got style. All you've got is style. I can see it from a mile away. Oh, I was poor in love. I was poor in love. You were born a gay, rich and name alone. Your Jesuit profile will suit the coming apocalypse. So I was poor in love. Poor in love. Why's everybody sing along? Why's everybody sing along when we built this city on ruins? Why's everybody sing along? Why's everybody sing along when we build this city on ruin? Oh. Oh. I don't mind.
time and time again.
Baby, you're my baby.
Name on the page. How long does this work?
Folks, okay. Tell us about "On the Floor" by Perfume Genius.
That Glad was you asked. Yeah,
not that last song, but the one before that.
Mm, so my family are big radio listeners.
Yeah, do tell.
Yeah, we. Mm-hmm. I
are we talking like Sirius XM? We
Sirius
talking,
XM. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Sirius XM.
Okay. Follow up question. Yeah. Important. What's your family's favorite Sirius XM channel?
The Spectrum.
Ooh, interesting.
Spectrum.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Always the Spectrum. Occasionally Coffee House.
Coffee House is great.
Coffee House is good.
Love Coffee House.
Occasionally 70s on 7 if my mom's in control, but it's like almost always Spectrum. And then like we'll find like a little like local radio station if we're in another place for an extended amount of time.
Yeah.
And very special, my dad refuses to get Spotify, Apple Music, anything
really?
Of that nature. He
okay.
will listen to the radio just like on his browser on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like the freak that he is. And that
get the app.
Yeah, true. No, that's like
the Sirius XM app.
Like, no, that's how the robots get you. That's how they infiltrate. So he won't be doing that. But that song "On the Floor," like it's a very special thing to rediscover songs that you exclusively hear on the radio on a streaming service
right.
like Spotify, for
right.
instance, which is what I use, because I am so passively absorbing all the music on the radio, and Spotify is such an intentional, active place to listen to music. So then to find it again in a very different way is really cool. So this song, "On the Floor," was a song that I've heard like maybe like 3 or 4 summers ago when it dropped. I don't know when it dropped, and I loved it and then forgot about it. And then this year, another song of Perfume Genius's came up on my Discover Weekly.
Ooh.
I went to his discography. Yeah, shout out Discover Weekly. Went to his discography and I was like, how do I know this gorgeous little tune? And I sent it to my brother and he was like, we heard that on the radio a few summers ago.
Ugh. Ugh, okay.
And thus it was born.
And thus
great
it was born.
Song. Yeah.
Great song.
Are you a radio listener outside of your radio leading?
So my dad is. My dad's also.
It's always a dad.
It's always a dad. Shout out my dad. I don't know if you're listening. But shout out. So he and I, we're a big classic vinyl family.
Nice.
Big,
that's really
big
cool.
Big classic vinyl family. Sometimes classic rewind. If my mom's in control, pop rocks.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
My mom's in control, it's pop rocks.
Okay.
So what my dad and I do is we play tennis. We call it tennis. And we'll each take we'll like alternate serves and we play a set. And a song will come on, and And without looking at it, it's our job to identify who sings it.
Wow.
And he's really good at it because that's like, he's a big like Pink Floyd, mm-hmm. The Who kind of guy. So that's like right up his alley. Mm-hmm. I've started to like recognize voices now, even if I don't recognize the song, I can recognize voices.
Yeah.
So it's fun. I don't beat him, but
that's okay.
But it's okay. It's okay.
He's training you.
He's training
One day
me.
You'll beat your child.
I hope so. When they have the equivalent of like 2000s music for
totally,
for,
totally.
For my child toast. He's
yeah,
gone.
Over.
Over. It's over.
My favorite game of that nature is, and it's I would argue one of the hardest ones is mm-hmm. to try to distinguish Peter Gabriel from Phil Collins in Genesis because their voices are virtually the same. And of course, they both led the same band
right,
at different
naturally.
Times. That is my favorite game to play with my family. I always fucking win.
I always win.
I always win. And that is a huge divider in my
family. I actually have never tried that. Mm-hmm. I always just think Genesis for the drums.
That's fair.
But I haven't even thought about the switching from Peter Gabriel to Phil Collins.
We can try later.
Actually, speaking of Phil Collins, what if we played something from the Tarzan soundtrack?
Wait, please, let's.
Because like Strangers Like Me is a banger.
Total.
You'll
banger.
Be in my heart.
Right, you'll be in my heart is
my
amazing.
Heart. Okay, we're playing You'll Be in My Heart. This is You'll Be in My Heart by Phil Collins from the Tarzan soundtrack. Enjoy.
Stop your crying, it will be alright. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. For one so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore. They can't explain. Well, I know we're different, but deep inside us, we're not that different at all. And you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day. We'll
look over.